Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is January 15, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Grab Financial Group raises US$300 million MLN in Series A funding round. Malaysia Airlines launches an online shopping platform. Toshiba launches ELERA Unified Commerce Platform. First Bank of Nigeria launches a virtual payment card. Sightline Payments, Boyd Gaming, Aristocrat Technologies to deploy cashless gaming solution. The Central Bank of Nigeria announces a framework for QR code payments. New Apple Card holders can earn US$50 bonus for spending at Exxon Mobil with Apple Pay. Cerence, Zevo to deliver Cerence Pay's contactless payment capabilities into vehicles. Now let's get started. Grab Financial Group raises US$300 million MLN in Series A funding round. Grab Financial Group has announced that it has raised more than US$300 million in a Series A funding round led by Hanwha Asset Management. Other investors include K3 Ventures, GGV Capital, Arbor Ventures, and Flourish Ventures. In 2020, Grab has raised US$856 million from Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group and TIS in February and US$200 million from Stick Investments in August. According to TechCrunch, Grab Financial Group stated that its total revenues increased by over 40% in 2020, compared to 2019. This was driven by the consumer adoption of services like AutoInvest, an investment platform that allows users to invest small amounts of money at a time through the Grab app and insurance products. Malaysia Airlines launches an online shopping platform. Malaysia Airlines has announced the launch of a new online shopping platform, Enrich, for its frequent flyer program. Named Enrich Shop, the platform provides a way for Enrich members in Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand and the Philippines to earn Enrich miles for purchases from over 500 e-commerce brands, including Tumi, Sephora, Michael Kors, Watsons, JD Sports, Uniqlo, Cotton On, and many more. In turn, the platform will earn the airline a new source of ancillary revenue. The B2C platform is powered by Rebate Mango, an online rewards digital company, and the partnership aims to add value by enabling Enrich members to earn up to 10 Enrich miles for every dollar spent through Enrich Shop. Enrich miles can be redeemed for flights, hotel stays, in-flight duty-free products, as well as lifestyle vouchers, dining vouchers, seat upgrades and Golden Lounge access. Toshiba launches ELERA Unified Commerce Platform. US-based Toshiba Global Commerce Solutions has introduced Unified Commerce Platform ELERA. ELERA employs microservices to remove IT constraints, transforming retail infrastructure into dynamic, agile environments in which retailers around the world can roll out new services within days, then independently test, improve, update, and scale them to meet demand, without disrupting or replacing legacy systems. ELERA provides 30 prepackaged microservices such as refunds, promotion, price and POS orchestration, along with more than 400 APIs for custom development and integration. These microservices serve as a foundation to build transactional use cases both in and out of the store environment for retailers. Additionally, the tool also enables faster integration and deployment of new frictionless commerce innovations including POS, self-service, IoT sensors, computer vision cameras, smart devices, and more. First Bank of Nigeria launches the virtual payment card. First Bank of Nigeria has launched the virtual payment debit card. The First Bank virtual payment card aims to be an alternative to cash and checks, providing features such as the ability to block and unblock the card, reset and change the PIN, check the statement at the user's convenience. The card is designed to be linked to either an operative or an e-wallet account. The card can be created via the bank's digital channels, First Mobile or First Money Wallet applications. Customers can download the card, activate it, and then perform transactions without requiring users to visit a physical branch of the bank. Sightline Payments, Void Gaming, Aristocrat Technologies to deploy cashless gaming solution. Sightline Payments has partnered with Void Gaming and Aristocrat Technologies to serve as the patron's funding solution for the new cashless gaming offering at its Blue Chip Casino. According to the press release, the new jointly developed experience represents a true, end-to-end digital cashless ecosystem. Therefore, patrons of Blue Chip Casino will be able to load funds electronically from a personal account of their choice, after which they can then safely and securely use the digital cash to make wagers directly on their favorite slot machines. When done, any funds left on the slot machine can be optionally transferred back to their digital wallet to be used at another game in the casino. In future phases, the solution will be expanded to include table games, restaurants, and a host of other amenities at Blue Chip. Overall, through the partnership between Void Gaming, Aristocrat Technologies and Sightline Payments, Blue Chip Casino can now offer an integrated cashless digital payment solution with robust customer loyalty. The Central Bank of Nigeria announces a framework for QR code payments. The Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, has announced a framework for QR code payments. The CBN stated that the guidelines are in accordance with its mandate to ensure the safety and stability of the Nigerian financial system, promote the adoption and use of electronic payments, and foster innovation in the payments system. The bank has also directed all issuers, acquirers, switches, processors, and other participants in the country in order to ensure full interoperability of the schemes. According to the bank, the codes can be used to present, capture, and transmit payment information across the payments infrastructure. Furthermore, the technology enables the mobile channel to facilitate payments, in addition to presenting an avenue for promoting electronic payments for micro and small enterprises. The framework provides regulatory guidance for the operation of the scheme and aims to ensure the adoption of appropriate QR code standards for payment services in Nigeria. New Apple Card holders can earn $50 bonus for spending at Exxon Mobil with Apple Pay. Apple has launched a new offer which enables newly signed Apple cardholders that spend at least $50 at Exxon Mobil gas stations to receive a $50 daily cash bonus. According to Bankrate, to qualify for the offer, the consumer's Apple Card account must have been opened between the 8th of January 2021 and the 31st of January 2021. From the day they're approved for the card, they have 30 days to spend at Exxon Mobil using Apple Pay and receive the promotional offer. Previous Apple Card sign-up offers include daily cash for purchases at Nike, payments toward Apple services like Apple Music or Apple TV Plus, and spending at drug stores like Walgreens. Furthermore, an overview of the Apple Card benefits includes 3% cashback on Apple purchases, 3% back at select merchants, for example, Panera Bread, T-Mobile, Uber Eats, Nike, Exxon Mobil and Walgreens, when you use your Apple Card with Apple Pay. 2% back on all other purchases made using your Apple Card with Apple Pay. 1% back on all other purchases made with the physical card. Moreover, the Apple Card doesn't charge an annual fee, therefore it may be a good choice as a starter credit card given its lack of traditional card fees. Besides, consumers that have previously applied for the card and were declined might get guidance from Apple's Path to Apple Card program, Bankrate reported. Cerence, Zevo to deliver Cerence Pay's contactless payment capabilities into vehicles. Cerence and Zevo have formed a strategic collaboration to deliver Cerence Pay contactless payment capabilities into vehicles via the Zevo Market Commerce and Services platform. According to the press release, Zevo Market, already live in millions of connected vehicles on the road today, enables ordering, completing transactions, and taking advantage of services with popular brands via the in-vehicle touchscreen and now via voice with Cerence Pay while on the go. Thanks to the partnership, leveraging Zevo Market and Cerence Pay's voice technology will enhance and expand the company's already impressive in-vehicle offerings by making it even simpler for consumers to make purchases and complete contactless payment transactions from the car. Drivers will not only have the ability to find nearby locations and order from popular brands in a variety of categories such as food, fuel, parking, and more, but also pay securely through their vehicle using their voice. The partnership will also help drive new revenue opportunities for OEMs. Furthermore, Cerence and Zevo will look beyond in-car commerce to further integrate their offerings with the goal of delivering a safer, more productive, and satisfying in-car experience. By integrating Cerence Drive's conversational AI capabilities with Zevo Glass, the evolution of Zevo's Journeyware, a full-featured infotainment platform, the companies will provide automakers with a complete, all-in-one solution that is fully customizable to meet the needs of their individual brands and drivers. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.